This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Beer is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, for this week, what we get for number five?
It's Leo season, if you're not aware. It officially started on Tuesday, July 23rd. That's running through August 23rd. If you're not familiar, that's the zodiac sign that we're currently experiencing. So, shout out to all the Leos. I feel like I've seen so many people posting on Facebook or on Instagram being like, Leo season, what's up? But I looked up some Leo compatibilities. I am a Cancer, and apparently Leo and Cancer are two of the most likely to succeed because they recognize each other's uniqueness. I know I'm unique, so any Leos on the line, what's up? Hit me up. Happy to interact.
You know what I think is really funny is that July 4th overshadows Cancer season.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? Cancers are so chill and unique that nobody cares. So I certainly was unfazed by it.
I'm a little phased by it. I'm a Cancer.
I'm a Cancer. Oh, you are a Cancer.
Yeah.
Because I know this?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Google Trends, there wasn't one, like, top five for Cancers. I'm a little bit miffed, Google Trends. What's happening here?
That's true. I think it's because Cancers are just so chill. I mean, based on the social media presence that I've seen over the past couple days, like, Leos are like, hey, everyone, look at me. I'm a Leo. It's Leo season.
That's true.
We're just kind of like, oh, what's up? We're low-key.
That's true. I give you that, sir. So what do we get for number four?
Yeah, we've got In-N-Out Burger, and this is such a wild story. So there was just a burger that ended up in New York City on a street in Queens, just In-N-Out Burger. And there is no In-N-Out on the East Coast. It's only on the West Coast, I think, like California, Oregon, Arizona, I think are the only three, maybe Nevada as well. But there was just a pristine double-double sitting on a street in New York City, and some reporter found it, and then she went on this crazy long journey to figure out who it was from, and they determined through a variety of different ways, because she put it on her Instagram story, people were like coming in, like DMing her, being like, oh, that's my burger, I did that. She's like, no, you're not. So finally, she found the person. It was Helen Vivas, this 16-year-old student from Flushing, Queens, who took a red eye from California the night before. She ordered three burgers. She asked them to preserve it because she was about to go and hop on a red eye. So they didn't put any sauce, and they did all the other, like, lettuce, tomato, whatever, in bags on the side so that she could preserve it over the flight. She said she put the three burgers in bags, kept them on her lap throughout the entire flight to make sure they didn't get crushed. And then when she got off the flight, she was running to get to the bus. And also, let me mind you real quick, she's a former badminton player. That'll come into importance in a second. She's running to the bus. The weight of the burgers broke through her paper bag. Because of her cat-like badminton reflexes, she was able to secure two of the burgers as she sprinted to the bus that was about to take away, leaving the one burger in the middle of the street for mass confusion to ensue. Mystery solved.
Wow, that's amazing. What you'll go through for a burger. But I understand that.
Yeah, In-N-Out is so good. And it's so much better than any of those other crap burgers out there. Way better than Shake Shack. Way better than Five Guys. And I'll fight anybody that thinks different.
Okay, White Castle? Seriously? You're going to say they're better than White Castle?
Dude, White Castle isn't even in the same galaxy. White Castle, I wouldn't even feed to my stray cat that I found on the street.
Are you serious?
I know. My dad would be so mad if he heard me say that. God, he loves White Castle.
I love White Castles. That's like the best.
Honestly,
2 a.m. Oh, my God. 2 a.m. burgers, that's what you need. Boom, right there.
Yeah.
White Castle.
And they're just so whittle and cute.
Aren't they? Like, it's honestly, yeah. You can eat seven of them and not feel fat. I love it.
Yeah, you're right. White Castle's good. I take that back.
What we get for number three?
We've got Bindi Irwin, the daughter of the late Steve Irwin. She's engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Chandler Powell. He proposed on her 21st birthday. There was a koala involved. They were at, like, yeah, they're outdoors, obviously. And she went to Twitter to exclaim her new proposal. And it's great. It's pretty awesome. The ring is massive. And I'm like, whoa, how is this 21-year-old getting this kind of skrill to throw down on such a big rock? But good on you, Chandler. They've been dating for 6 years, and it's great. Super stoked on it. Obviously, there was like photos. There was a koala involved, but then there's also like this People magazine exclusive where there's like a snake slithering across her arm, like eyeing the big rock. It's just, it's pretty funny, but I'm stoked on it. Good for Bindi, for all the happiness, and Chandler.
Yeah, it's so beautiful to see that they're getting married. I've been kind of watching her on and off because I just love Steve Irwin. And I'm kind of sad a little bit, only because she's going to lose the Irwin last name, unless he's going to take it, right? He should take
that
it.
That is true. She's going to be, she's going to be Bindi Powell, which actually sounds kind of nice too. But yeah, that's true. She is going to lose the last name. Yeah, maybe, Chandler, hey, if you're listening, maybe take hers. It's a little bit more iconic than Powell. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Take his or take hers.
Right.
What we get for number two?
We've got Harriet Tubman. And she is trending because a new biopic trailer just popped out, and it's going to be great. I mean, if you haven't watched the trailer, it's absolutely phenomenal. If you don't know who Harriet Tubman is, obviously the abolitionist, Underground Railroad, just a phenomenal figure in that, in getting slaves to freedom from the South to the North. And, I mean, it's just like my heart is just racing after watching the trailer. It's absolutely intense, obviously an extremely important time in our nation's history. And it's a star-studded cast. We've got Janelle Monáe, Leslie Odom Jr., Cynthia Erivo, and I am stoked on it. I think it's coming out sometime in the fall. So, yeah, it should be great.
Oh, I love movies like this, especially when they're star-studded, because you can really see how well these people can act. And then the story itself is just great, so I can't wait for this.
Yeah, November 1. November 1 is the release date, so, yeah, should be good. I'm stoked.
What we get for number one?
It's Equifax, and they announced a $700 million settlement to resolve their 2017 data breach, and it impacted approximately 147 million Americans. Guess who was impacted? Yeah, that's right, Justin Burr, Google Trends expert. And guess who just filled out a nice old settlement resolve form and got 227 big ones in the old bank? Yeah, what's up? Drinks on me tonight, because I am rich.
$227, Justin, buy mamas a pair of shoes.
Yeah, what up? It's actually super easy. If you don't know if you're affected or you're kind of confused by this, all I did was search in Google Equifax, and basically every article of coverage is explaining what the situation is, but then it also gives you a link to fill out your information to, one, see if you were actually affected, and if so, you can fill out a super easy form that then they just send you a check or a like preloaded debit card for whatever amount you are owed. And you can, so I was just affected because my data was compromised, but if you lost money, were hacked, somebody stole something from you, you spent time trying to figure that out or recovering it, they'll pay you like $25 an hour for all the time you spent. They'll reimburse all the money that you had there. So, I mean, you're owed something. And I just got a check in the mail, and it's going to be sick. So, yeah, go to Google, search Equifax, figure out if you are due for some money.
Who wouldn't want some free money?
Free money. I know. It's great. I've got dollar signs in my eyes.
What we get for the top YouTube video of the week?
It's A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, official trailer. Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers, and it looks awesome. I mean, first off, Tom Hanks, what can't that guy do? He's phenomenal. It's going to be released around Thanksgiving. Already got 7.2 million views. I got to say, though, like, I don't think that Mr. Rogers played as prominent of a role in my life as maybe others. Like, I certainly remember, would he be my neighbor, all that good stuff. But I don't know, my memories of him being, when I was a child, are a little bit fuzzy. But, I mean, obviously he's a phenomenal person, helped a lot of people through some tough times, and Tom Hanks is just the perfect character to play this.
So I don't think Tom Hanks is the perfect actor for here. I'm just saying, I don't think he is. I think Bryan Cranston would have been better, the guy from Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking Bad, or Daniel Day-Lewis. And wait. The reason why I think Tom Hanks is a bad choice is because Tom Hanks only knows how to use Tom Hanks' voice. So every time, like, he looks like Mr. Rogers. I give him that. He looks like him, and he's a great actor, but he always sounds like Tom Hanks, and I get a little disappointed about that.
I tend to agree, but does Mr. Rogers have some sort of like iconic voice that he needs to replicate outside of his own? I feel like no, right?
Okay, you're right about that. You're right.
Did you say Daniel Day-Lewis potentially?
Yes, Daniel Day-Lewis can do anybody. He can do anybody.
I agree. I mean, he's maybe the greatest actor of our generation.
Yes,
but
that guy's a chameleon.
He really is a chameleon. Or maybe, actually, I think that phrase is kind of out of date. I think we should say he's an octopus, because octopuses can do, first off, it is octopuses. It's not octopi, by the way, before you correct me. They can do so many different things, more so than a chameleon, for sure. Chameleons just change color. Octopuses are doing texture. They're doing color. They're doing, I don't know, a lot of things. So he's an octopus.
Okay.
But also, he's like kind of, I don't know, he doesn't look as inviting as Tom Hanks does. Tom Hanks is so approachable, and Daniel, I mean, as great as he is, he can be kind of scary.
Well, okay, I give you that. You're right. He does look scary, but I think he would have done the voice better, because Mr. Rogers had a soft voice, and I'm like, I just don't think that Tom Hanks, like, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it. I hear Tom Hanks, and I get kind of like, ugh, it's Tom Hanks. It's not Mr. Rogers. Now I know I'm in a movie.
Totally. No, it's going to be good. I'm excited, regardless of if you think Tom Hanks is right for that or not. Bryan Cranston, yeah, I could see that. I think Tom Hanks is going to do good, though. Everything that guy touches is normally pretty sick. He's 63 years old. Wow, Tom, getting up there.
He's 63? He doesn't look it.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good for him.
He doesn't. He's a good-looking man. Wow, he's net worth of $390 million. What's up, Tommy?
Now he's Tommy.
Yeah. Good old Tommy. Yeah, it'll be good. I'm excited. I'll watch, especially around the holidays when you're trying to get that feel-good juice going. It'll be nice.
Well, thanks, Justin, for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.